Hey, welcome to the Mead House. Jeff here.
Chris here.
Guys, thank you for... Well, sorry we didn't get to...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Last week just didn't work out for us. We tried, but it just... We couldn't swing it.
I got a weird flu thing, and I'm... You're going to hear... Well, you're not going to hear, because I'm going to edit a bunch of coughing and sputtering. I'm mostly getting over it, so...
Yeah, and I actually... The same time I was fighting a minor lung infection, so at least we coordinated...
There are things we don't need to be in sync on there.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it's good we did both at the same time, got out of the way.
It's true. Yeah. It could be worse. It could be one after the other, and then we'd both be in trouble.
Yeah.
We'd be out 2 weeks. And the audiences would revolt and
pitchforks and torches and, well, bad tap dance on stage.
If you guys are going to come with pitchforks and torches, bring mead too.
Bring the mead.
Yeah. We'll just have an impromptu get together. Sounds fun. Anyway, we do need to thank you guys for tuning in week after week. We appreciate that so much. It's such a fantastic thing to be. Just get to hang out and talk mead and, like, have you guys tune in and join us in this.
And we love every minute of it, guys. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the engagement. We really appreciate it. Love every one of you for it. But also, we need to thank Box and Barleycorn.
Of course. Box and Barleycorn have been our sponsors for going on 2 years now. They are a great resource. Of course, I was sick, so I missed the customer appreciation this weekend. And
I wasn't doing great myself.
Such is the nature of things. I really need to make it out to more of those, because they are such a fun experience. And I haven't been going, like, consistently since I was working there, and it was basically part of the job. A hard part of it.
No, tough. Yeah, you sound like you're suffering there.
Oh, yeah. It's such a fun experience. They're once a month. They usually now they've got them rolling on a Saturday, so it's
a little bit better.
Yeah,
I can swing a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. So I'm hoping to make it out for.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I haven't been to one in quite a while, simply because my life got busy.
Yeah, it did. And your fall and winter are looking busy too.
Yeah, well. At least I can see it coming.
Yeah. There's something to be said for advance warning.
Yeah. But, you know, the guys at Box Barleycorn, they all are passionate about what they do. They got all the knowledge, all the equipment, all the supplies, and a 10% gap discount with MHP10 to give you 10% off your online orders. And even maybe if you go in and talk to them, you may get it there too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, they are already competitive because they have to be in this day and age.
Yeah.
So that 10%, is it going to help you with tax? Maybe. Is it going to help you with shipping? Maybe. You know, whatever it takes to kind of get that ball over the...
But give them a try, because honestly, guys, you give them a try, you're going to want to go back, because what they got's good.
Right.
They got the good stuff. It's not just barely acceptable. It's good.
And realistically, if they don't have exactly what you're looking for, they probably have a line on where to get it.
Yeah.
So drop them an email or a phone call, whatever's convenient for you. You can get what you need in... pretty quick order, I'm willing to bet.
Oh, yeah. All right. Mead of the day.
Mead of the day.
Now, Jeff made a suggestion, and Jeff makes all the best suggestions. Well, you know, I'll be blunt about this. He said we should talk about smoky meats. This is a partly theoretical.
Right. I'm still in knee-deep in summer plans, even though it's middle of August now. Like you do. And this fall... I really want to try a few different approaches to making a smoky mead, because we've talked about smoky mead.
Yeah, we have.
We both like the idea of it. We just haven't gotten there.
But yeah, smoky mead is something we haven't talked a lot about. And being as we're part of barbecue country here.
Oh, yes, we are.
We love smokiness is, you know, almost genetically attached to us.
Mm-hmm. If it's not a... Yeah, if it's not genetically imbued in us here, it's at least culturally.
Yeah, it's very heavily culturally thing. But so in regards to that, the meat of the day is from Sap House Meadery, and it's called One of These Days. It's a wildflower varietal honey, aged 24 months in a bourbon barrel. So we have a little smokiness in the meat we have here.
And this is, it's kind of a dark amber, maybe a light brown.
Ooh, you can smell that bourbon.
And there's a good amount of honey on the nose, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bourbon is nice. You get a lot of that vanilla in the bourbon. It's a stronger vanilla.
Oh yeah, that's good. I mean, just on the smell alone, that's a whiskey mead there.
Really is.
It really is. I mean, it has all of the side notes of a good whiskey and the sweetness of a mead right there. That's a good one.
Yeah, no, and it really, Sap House knocked it out of the park there with one of their first barrel age projects, the Smoky Peat, where they aged it in a scotch barrel. I want to say it was like a It was one of the smokier ones, like a Lafleur
I
de
love good
Lafite.
peat scotch.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
The Islay scotches are where my jam is at. And I know it can be very harsh tasting to some people, but oh, that is.
That earthy peatiness.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's okay. My wife can drink harder than I can. She loves good rye, which is, you know, that's can do swinging turpentine for me, but you know, but she loves it. But we will agree on our smoky scotches.
Faux show. And
So, smoky meads. Smoky characteristics in the barbecue world are done by literally slow smoking wood chunks of various woods.
right. The idea is low and slow.
Low and
And
slow.
they hardwoods are kind of the king here. You don't want the resiny pine character. You want oak is king,
Yeah,
obviously.
oak is king. Hickory is way up there. So is mesquite.
Mesquite, pecan. There's like fruit woods like apple and cherry are up there.
Pecan maple.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a bunch of
And
different.
there's even a alder. Alderwood is a mild smokiness for fish. I mean, I personally haven't had smoked fish with that I knew was alder, but I'm not curious. But in the barbecue world, most chefs and people around the world say KC is the mecca of barbecue. That's where biggest barbecue started.
Unless you're in one of the many places like Texas or Tennessee that want to fight us about
Yeah, and they can fight us all they want, but you know, we're the big dog, we don't bark about it, we know. But yeah, that's it's hometown pride. Fight me.
if you're coming with pitchforks and torches, bring
Bring
mead too.
meat. Bring meat. But no, but and I will not throw shade on Texas or even Carolina. It's not what I prefer. It's not what I grew up with. I like Texas is fine.
I will say something that is probably going to get me a little bit of hate for the Kansas City community. Those barbecues are good for what they are.
No, they are good
It's
to them.
just
I'm not
not
gonna
what I
argue.
want.
There's not what I want because I'm not what I grew up with.
Right. And it's the Alabama white barbecue sauce, fire. The Carolina like mustard
Carolina
sauce.
Gold, yeah,
Oh yeah.
that's good stuff.
Lovely.
I love a good
Texas.
Carolina on pork. Outstanding.
Texas does really good rubs and smoke and it's nice. It's
And
just not what I want.
yeah, but you know, the bottom line is I treat the barbecue like we treat the meat. If you like it, run with it. And it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I've had barbecue from Texas and Carolinas, and I've had other people come in from other places and give them. I always like my local barbecue because that's what I'm used to and that's what I started with. However, certain woods, when you smoke them, produce certain qualities. The fruit woods imbue a sweet quality. Pecan is because they're sweeter and gentler than hickory. Hickory is like bacon-like.
Yes, and who anywhere in this country, you can go to your supermarket and find hickory smoked bacon or applewood smoked bacon. Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Those flavors kind of just go together.
And they really, really do. Apple is shockingly good for porks because the sweetness of an apple and the sweetness of the pork meat work really well together.
Who hasn't had a pork chop with a little side of apple
Apple or apple
sauce? Yeah.
compote or
Something, yes,
yeah, that
exactly.
really good. Oak is considered the barbecue standard. It's a earthy, balanced, not doesn't sway in particular direction of sweet, spicy, or whatever.
Right.
It's just solid.
And you could say the same thing for the wine world and aging. There's a reason oak has been kind of the standard for wine, for spirits, for everything, because it's just there is a human relationship with oak that is pronounced and it's just there.
It's phenomenal. But here's the bite. Okay, smoking barbecue, low and slow. Okay, if you're from Europe, barbecue for you is grilling sausages and burgers on a grill. We call that grilling, not barbecue. Grilling for us is, or barbecue for us is, you're putting the cheaper cuts of meat in a heated, smoky environment, closed off for hours. A brisket can take you upwards of 12 to 16 hours to properly smoke.
This is an all-day affair. I know many people in the barbecue community that they are up before sunrise and God to get that smoker
Perfect.
moderately hot, loaded with their wood of choice for the day.
Or the combination of woods of choice, yeah, that's
Truth,
half the law.
yes. And yeah, no, it's going to be ready by supper time. Hell or high water.
Hell or high water, but that does mean they can start as early as 2 or 3 in the morning.
Exactly. And for larger cuts of meat, like an entire rack of ribs or a an entire cow brisket, you kind of got to.
You got it, because you're doing things under generally under 200 degrees in the 120, 160 range.
From what I understand, yeah, you want 100 to 120 to 140, depending on the species and the cut, internal temperature. When I do backyard smoking on my admittedly electric, I'm sorry, the world of smokers,
You
but
know, sometimes you do what you gotta do,
it's
man.
a convenience thing. I'm living on a quarter acre in the suburbs, guys. I'm targeting somewhere between 200 and 250 degrees on the hot part of the thing to get my meat in that 120 to 140 range.
But it still takes hours.
It takes hours.
And the payoff is a tender, juicy, gorgeous hunk of meat with wonderful bark on the outside.
And when you slice it open, you get this, it's only a few millimeters thick, but it is a pronounced ring of color from the smoke imbuing itself
It's
into the
called
western
a smoke ring, and it's
Yes.
actually pink. People say, oh, it's not cooked. It is cooked. That is the smoke ring, and that arguably the best part of the meat.
It's the crust. If you're not getting the crust, you're not getting barbecue. Now, one of my favorite things to do with barbecue is pulled pork, and so the crust is a small part of it. You get a little bit of it, and you get a lot of the inside, and then you tear it into strips, like literally tear it into the muscle fiber strips. So all those little crust bits are kind of mixed in. You don't get very much of it, but
Oh, is it good? That bark is wonderful. Crust, bark, same thing. How do you put these smoky flavors of oak, hickory, mesquite, fruit wood, whatever, maple, gone? How do you get that in honey? There's the rub.
or into the meat itself.
Or in the meat itself. We have brainstormed a bit about this.
And we've gone kind of backwards and forwards a half dozen different ways, I'm sure.
Yes. One thing you could do, you could physically smoke honey. You
Yes.
put it on like a hotel pan, very thin layer on a large hotel pan, and you put it in a smoker with whatever smoke you want.
Now, my smoker targets, like I said, somewhere between 200, 250, but I also have a little attachment to the side of my smoker that is basically like the heat goes into the attachment so that the smoke goes into the box for things like cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you try to smoke cheese at 200 to 250 degrees,
You get
yeah, you're going
goop.
to melt the cheese. You're not going to smoke the cheese. There are things like that that you really need a lighter.
It's called a cold smoke because the temperature is so low, you're just imparting the smoke flavor into whatever's in the box.
Cold smoke or a lighter heat smoke
Yeah.
could work really well for honey, but that's a mess. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? I don't know.
I'm not sure. We now, mind you, we haven't done these things. This is all theoretical. We haven't done this yet. It is something we will be doing in the future because that's what we do.
It's one of two approaches that I would consider high effort, questionable results. Questionable in that I don't know what the results are going to be, not that I don't think they're going to be good results.
Yeah.
Let me say that up front.
Oh, if smoking, actually physically smoking honey, I don't think you're going to have a bad result. You may not have as much smoke flavor as you
And really, the approach that he's talking about with getting a large hotel pan or baking pan so that your surface area is maximized and the depth of the actual honey in that pan is
Isn't yeah.
minimized is going to be key. It's a surface area to volume ratio thing that.
And I honestly, and because I'm not a smoke master, I don't know how long you do this for. And you could be caramelizing the honey, not a bad thing.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
But I don't know what the end result would be at the end of that. And there are other ways.
Right.
One, I stepped into your world of beer. You could smoke malt.
Well, you just buy smoked malt or
Or
peated malt.
I didn't know you had that, so.
Yes, yeah. The smoked malts, the peated malts, and the cool thing about smoked malts is that the same kind of woods that they smoke barbecue meats with, they also smoke malt with. You can buy cherry wood smoked malt. You can buy oak smoked malt. You can buy peat smoked malt. And like earlier today, while I was doing other things, I had my Anvil Foundry up here doing just a quick mash run on What we were talking about last time, the it was flaked oats and honey malt and some special roast malt
So
to
yeah,
do the pie crust for the key lime pie
key lime
meat.
pie meat, yeah.
You could take exactly the same approach to that, and basically you're just flavoring your water ahead of time.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Another thing that we that I thought about is I've heard, and again, this is something I've heard about, I haven't done, you could smoke tea leaves.
Well, and you don't even necessarily need to smoke the tea leaves yourself. There is a variety of, I believe it's a black tea called Lapsang Soichong. I could be wrong in this pronunciation.
I
If
will
you're
take
on
your
your, if I am, tell me. But it is a smoky tea of Chinese origin that it has a very pronounced smoke flavor. And I'm pretty sure I've had a mead that had some of this smoky flavor in it, just in secondary. It's awesome. It works, right?
It'd be wonderful. But these are things, again, we've heard or touched on at some point or had ideas about. We like reliable. Jeff and I are very much, does this work the way I want it to? Yes, no. And it actually is a yes, no question, because if it's kinda, we want a better option.
I want to throw one more option
Okay.
out before this is purely theoretical on my part. I've maybe possibly heard of somebody doing this, but I don't think so. As you may or may not know, my wife and I occasionally will indulge in a little hookah.
That's fine.
The idea of the hookah is that you have a heat source heating some, usually it's tobacco soaked with like glycerin and honey, that produces smoke. The smoke goes into a water reservoir in the bottom of the pipe and then filters through that into like the hose you smoke it through. What if we had a mixture of charcoal and the wood we wanted to smoke in some kind of a container at the top of a pipe? We put the mead, maybe in primary, maybe in secondary, whichever.
This would be fun to try. I'm already intrigued.
I would think secondary, just because we already know the mead we're putting it into. So, and then basically we create a vacuum
Pull the
and
smoke through the mead.
pull the smoke through the mead.
I actually like the idea.
It's, again, feels like high effort. Feels like I don't know how effective this would be. Obviously, we could do this for hours and hours to get the smoky quantity we wanted out of the whole thing. We may or may not get the desired result. We may get off flavors and weird crap from it, but it could be fun to try.
That w actually would be, a, sounds like it would be a lot of fun to try. Again, not sure about the results. Now, the number one thing that, oh, Jeff done this longer than me, but we both do this. We oak our meats. That's, it, we, and I do it for, I just want a little bit of structure underneath where it's, the flavors support each other, like scaffolding in, food per se.
And sometimes the lighter flavors will do the same. Sometimes I like the oaky flavor and what that adds to the rest of the, whether it's a traditional or like a fruit meat or something like that, just that extra oaky flavor seems to add more to the whole gestalt of the situation than just, hey, it's honey, it's fruit, it's whatever. That it's a little extra something, a tertiary flavor at best, but it's there and it's good.
Yeah,
It
it's good.
helps.
It provides tannin, it provides structure. It's good. But you can oak, you can toast your oak for oaking. You might get some pokies out of that. I think you would.
Especially if you go like a heavy toast or a medium plus toast, those are in general more, they are already more heavily toasted. You could further just spread this out over a little baking sheet in your own oven and further toast it and get a little bit more char in it, and that would definitely help in that regard. The other thing I would suggest, this is a little experiment that I'm doing for that grapefruit meat that is on the summer palate and not the fall palate. But I'm going to pull just a little to try it. I have a tincture that I have made with.
Now, this is where we're getting to literal liquid smoke. You can do this.
I'm going to let you smell it first before you taste it. This is a tincture that I made with, I want to say this is either light or medium American oak and añejo tequila.
Okay, I was wondering, there was a sweetness in that I could not identify until you said añejo tequila.
The idea is that this is supposed to be a very pronounced tequila flavor with a very oaky character to it, because I'm going to literally probably add not much more than this to my 3 gallon batch.
Which is like what, 2 milliliters?
Something 2 to 4, yeah.
Yeah.
In the in one of those tall, skinny shot glasses, this is maybe half an inch of liquid.
Yeah. Liquid smoke is actually commercially available. You can get liquid smoke at the grocery store. I am hesitant to use that, not because of what it's made from, because it is smoke pulled through water, like the hookah idea that you had earlier. I get that. And it colors it, makes it, you know, it makes this liquid smoke. You literally add to any meat dish to make it a smoky flavor, quote unquote, artificially,
Right.
or suddenly, or it's you can get in there very quickly without with very little effort.
It's a questionably natural, but it's an instant flavor kind of a
Yeah,
thing,
it's a
as
flavor.
opposed to actually smoking anything.
Wow, that's strong.
Yes, it is.
That's very, very strong. It's not bad though. A lot of oak in that.
There is a lot of oak. It is tanniny as all get out.
It is sandpapery tanniny almost, man. It's not bad though.
The tequila is still there, but it is. The oak is like,
No, I'm
while the
here.
tequila is like, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
You
what's
know?
that? Can you pull me off a small amount of that out of your jar again, please? I'm
Yeah, of
going to throw
course.
it in to the one of these days in my cup right here, and I'm going to try that.
That is not a terrible idea.
I don't need much, like maybe 1 milliliter. I don't need much at all for this.
Will let you dose it yourself, and I might try that too.
And give us a quick swirl because just the tequila and the oak chips shavings he has in that jar there, that's strong, man. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm literally drinking a chunk of
To
wood.
give you guys an idea of what we're looking at here, this is a quart size jar, and I've got it about a quarter full of chips of oak that I put enough tequila to cover the oak chips, and that's about it.
And that they were covered when you started. They've expanded there a little bit over, but they're still in the liquid.
I might have put more than that in there at first, but they are still just covering it.
It's just every. Okay, that's pretty good.
It doesn't take a lot.
No, it does not. I put now I had about an inch in my cup here of the one of these days from his hop house. I put a milliliter of the liquid smoke that Jeff made it. That worked nicely.
It's still got a pronounced bourbony character. There's still a little more sweetness than you would get just from the tequila by itself or from a mead, but.
But I will tell you can taste adding this to what we're drinking now. I'm not saying it's better than it was, it's different, but it's as good.
Right.
It just to the side, it's not the same. The tequila he put in, he messes has in his chips, and the mead we have in here are playing nicely with that oak.
They are. Well, and these are basically just two different approaches to the same thing. I've got to imagine that añejo tequila is made with pretty similar toasted American oak barrels as bourbon is,
Yeah,
right?
and this is done in a bourbon barrel. So this is these were not far separated just by
Right.
the way it is.
These are cousins that came by and said, "Hey, dude, what's up?"
I haven't seen you in a day, but that played okay. The smokiness does not hit the palate or my tongue; it hits my sinuses,
Yes,
which is
it's
exactly what I want.
if it was on your palate and it was harsh, then it would not be a pleasant experience. But that whole, like, you swallow and you go, breathe in
Yeah.
smoke. Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
that was that's it's, okay. Because of this, guys, now the next logical question we have is what would we okay, other than just a traditional honey with smoke, what do we do with that?
Well, here's the thing. This also brings to mind an easy approach to adding smoke to a mead. Fortify it with a smoky spirit,
Yeah.
whether it's bourbon or rye or tequila, añejo tequila, obviously not like a blanco tequila, but still like a heavy oaked rum, anything that has been sitting on oak or another hardwood, similarly to get that character.
You could just do it with a spirit, hard spirit. Yeah.
Right. And are you gonna bump your mead a few points on the ABV meter? Sure.
Yeah.
But that's not hard.
It's also purely, it's actually acceptable because you are experimenting with flavors, which was We've never really mentioned it that way, but we experiment with flavors because it's fun.
This is part of the play of this hobby.
Yeah.
I'm turning 45 in a couple weeks here. You're going on,
60.
yeah.
I'm not 60.
This is
I am
keeping
not ashamed.
us young and happy and fun and giving us something to do with our time.
Yeah, I
So.
mean, and I'm having a great time with it. Guys, this is something you can do, and because of just this very mild experiment we did with the one of these days and our and his infusion there, not bad.
Right. The infusion is also a solid approach here. This is not the first time I think I have done a like a basic the same kind of vodka tincture with some oak beans just to get an oaky character to it.
I still got my coconut and my peanut butter at home.
Neither of which are smoky, but though we need to work with
But it's
this.
infusions, and
Yes.
there's something we can do with.
Infusions are a fantastic practice to get into, and I have a bunch of spices upstairs too that we could do stuff with, but that is,
Yeah, we're.
again, it's not in the smoky
Yeah, not
category.
sure, okay, but we both have a lot of spices. We love spices.
Yes.
Anyway, but okay, bottom line here is just okay, now let's talk about what we would use it with. I mean, we can do a traditional tequila with a smoky flavor, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I'm looking right at a glass of absolutely yes, but by the same token, we could do
Yeah.
more.
Well, and let's take tequila as an example, because I think it's a little bit, when you think of smoky liquors, you think bourbon, you think scotch, you don't necessarily think tequila, and it's not, the Añejo is not everyone's tequila of choice.
Yeah.
But what kind of flavors go with tequila? Lime? Does smoky lime taste sound good?
Not,
Maybe.
nah, not bad, not great. A cherry or an apple? Apple be cool. Okay.
I would prefer a cherry to an apple, but I think either has potential. It also occurs to me, pepper.
Yeah, pepper.
And
Like the black or pink pepper.
the one of the reasons that I came up with this idea, I was actually watching a food prep video on different kinds of salsa, and he brought up salsa negra, which is just it's made with heavily smoked, I think it's Morita and Pasilla peppers. They're neither of which are all that spicy, but they are smoked all to hell, and you get the smoky flavor, you get the tomato, you get the all the goodness of a like a strong Mexican like little condiment like
Yeah.
this. And
Do you remember my chocolate Añejo wine I made
yes.
many moons ago? That would smoky on that would be not a bad thing.
The peppers, the chocolate, and the smoke together, somewhere in that triangle, we have a winner, I think.
Yeah, I think you're
I
right.
think we do. And realistically, we could do the same with bourbon and cherries, or bourbon with, I would almost be willing to hear out like bourbon and banana, just with the heavy
That'd
vanilla
be
vibes of the
interesting.
right bourbon.
Yeah.
Or just adding smoke to something that is kind of already sweet could be interesting in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dealer's choice as to how you want to add the smoke, what other flavors you've got going into it. And there's a lot of play here, and I feel like we are being, are we being very theoretical?
Yeah.
Yes. Do we kind of need to narrow down some approaches if we're going to make some serious attempts at this?
Also, yeah.
Yes.
Also, yeah.
But there's a lot of cool ideas here that are well above and beyond what like you and I have the time to accomplish
Yeah.
this
We
fall of the year.
are two guys with space in a garage basement, whatever, and that's all we got,
Right.
man.
So part of this is a kind of an appeal to the listening audience too. Like, have you guys tried smoky meats? What approach did you take? What approach sounds interesting? What flavor combinations sound interesting?
Yeah, I would be willing to make a wood-burned glass coaster, a disc for your glasses, to somebody who could give me the most bizarre but good sounding smoky mead combination they could think of. I will go home and start burning it this coming week because I'm busy this weekend. I would be willing to offer that as a prize if somebody could give me a bizarre yet sounds good mead smoky combination.
I will twist his arm and make this a top three.
Okay.
And yeah, no, shoot us an email, info@themeadhouse.com. Reach out to us on Facebook with your ideas. This And guys, if you don't know for certain if this is going to work, hey, jump in and do this with us
Yeah,
this
because we
fall.
don't know either.
Right. The half of the fun of this is, hey, is this going to work? Oh no, let's try it.
I mean, we can do theoretical all day long. We can grab our food Bible, we can grab our ingredients, we can do all kinds of things, but until we put the proof in the pudding,
Exactly.
in the mead,